Congratulations.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, Anthony, I'd say you swept the podium with the first, second, and third, but those are three different races.
Yeah, it was a good night. I thought I would have had something in the first one for Brad, but he got a really good restart on the outside there and beat me into turn one and made a little contact in turn one on the last lap there. He said he knew I was there and he wasn't going to give it up for his first feature win, and I don't blame him at all. I would do the same, and I'm glad we both saved it. We've came up racing quarter midgets for years and years, and Brad's one of the guys you know you can bang wheels with, and it's all fun.
Restarts tonight, it didn't seem like you were on your game, or I should say the car wasn't on its game tonight.
No, we struggled with motor issues in the heat and the feet. The first feature, it was just backfiring like crazy, especially on the restarts, and that's how Brad got me. But he was, I think he was just as quick as us. I couldn't really do much when I was behind him, so congrats to them guys.
A little bit of catcalling there and after the first race there from the stands. I guess it comes with success, perhaps?
Yeah, we've got a lot of crap talked about us all season pretty much, but you know, it comes with success. Look at Swifty and Otto and Russ Brown, Mike Bond, all these guys. They were called cheaters and all everything under the book for years and years, so I guess it's all part of it.
Finally, Anthony, who do you have to thank tonight for your pretty successful evening?
All my guys, they bust their tails. Like I said, we struggled with this car all day with the motor, and they finally got it right for that last feature. All my sponsors, Castilia Lawn Care, without Mark, I definitely wouldn't even be in these pits right now. CH Sealants, JP Jewelers, Woodchuck Saloon helped me out a ton. Steve Joyas, Farmer Insurance. I couldn't do it without these guys.